Virgin with Shiva, lesson 192, becoming aware of energy. Become aware of the totality of being. This does not take a lot of time. The easiest way, the simplest way, is to be aware of the spine and the energies within the head. Locate the consciousness of energy. Be aware of energy. When you are aware of energy, you automatically forget what you were previously aware of, and it fades away. You leave the consciousness of the instinctive intellectual area of the mind and move into superconsciousness. If you can remain totally centered in awareness of the energy within your spine and the energy within the head, you become aware of the same energy within everybody and everything you see. You are immediately in a superconscious state when this happens. Therefore, the simple goal is stay in this consciousness of energy for the rest of your life. It is just that easy, but it is not quite that simple to accomplish because you have already trained your awareness to move into other channels of the mind. And it will do that automatically as soon as you cease to be aware of the energy within the spine. Then you forget that you are a superconscious, immortal being and begin to think you are only temporal. You may begin to think that there is a past or that there is a future and begin to feel that the eternal now is an insecure time. You may find yourself beginning to lean on other people rather than on your own spine. When you discover this happening, then begin to meditate. Go deep within yourself again and find superconsciousness. Seek the company of people who center their awareness within. This will make it easier for you to do so. Being around people who center awareness in the external areas of the mind is difficult because they draw your awareness into the external areas of thought strata. People who really value awareness being hooked, shall we say, into the inner areas of energy and have studied that function of energy draw your awareness into it. When this happens, you begin to see from inside out. You actually see from the inside of everything that you look at to the exterior of it. You look at a tree. You first see the energy within the tree. The bark is the last thing you see. When you are in an outer consciousness, first you see the bark of the tree, and then you intellectually surmise there must be energies within it because you happen to notice that a leaf is growing and assume that it must be alive. How awkward awareness is when it is stumbling around in the external areas of the mind, and how smooth awareness flows freely when it is dynamically cruising into inner layers of inner space. We shall now compare the superconscious mind to an onion of 7 layers, each interior layer more subtle than the outer ones. Number 1. Experiencing the consciousness of the eternity of the moment as if the world was revolving around you. Number 2. Experiencing a cosmic energy, a divine force, flowing through your external mind, which is more real to you than the external mind itself. Number 3. Experiencing hearing voices, singing, music playing, the divine sounds of the flute, mridangam, veena, tambura, while in meditation or early in the morning just before awakening. Number 4. Experiencing seeing the faces of gods or devas or a rishi's face, looking into yours while in meditation, or early in the morning just before awakening. Number 5, experiencing the peace and inner poise of the all-pervasive Satchitananda. Number 6, experiencing Anandamaya Kosha, the body of the soul as it comes into conscious union with the physical body. Number 7, experiencing being on the brink of the Absolute, Parashiva, the void, having lost consciousness of the physical body and of being any of the 5 states of mind. These 7 states of superconsciousness are only a few to be sure of this vast area of mind.